The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Armesa, MD, is patient. Jean Frost, first name Jean, J-E-A-N-N-E, last name Frost, F-R-O-S-T. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, file Streco space Frost space J, CardioCare Associates letterhead. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination 4-4-22, referring physician David Levin, MD, performing physician Sharon Armesa, MD, new paragraph clinical indication, 82-year-old female with history of SVT with bradycardia and dyspnea on exertion. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation correction with history of hypertension and SVT with bradycardia and dyspnea on exertion. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure on parentheses, correction, baseline blood pressure, parentheses, amiloride 5 milligrams, COMAM, lodipine 5 milligrams, and losartan 25 milligrams, close parentheses, 120 over 70, period, baseline heart rate, 70 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. The patient went treadmill exercise stress test utilizing Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 5 minutes and 17 seconds, semicolon, 2 minutes and 17 seconds into stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 135, parentheses, 97% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 129 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure proc to 17415, period. New paragraph. The patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress or dyspnea on exertion during correction. The patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress or the recovery period. She experienced dyspnea at peak stress, with stress terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6.5 to 7 mets. The patient had an attenuated blood pressure response to stress on her medication and on her medication period. The patient had an increased heart rate response to stress for the level of stress attained. The patient had a final blood pressure 122 over 70 and a heart rate of 79 at the end of the recovery period. There was no SVT during the test. There was no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Impression, normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 97% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. The patient was imaged at baseline and immediately post-peak stress exercise in the left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chain reviews, and apical two-chain reviews were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation wall motion exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 97% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion treadmill stress echocardiogram to 97% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress or the recovery period but experienced dyspnea at peak stress. 3. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6.5 to 7 mets, comma, decrease from her prior stress test. 4. The patient had an attenuated blood pressure response to stress would affect a blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had an increased heart rate response to exercise, possibly due to an element of deconditioning, possibly due to an element of a deconditioned response to the, possibly due to an element of a deconditioned response to stress. 4, there was no SVT during the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 5, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiograms to 97% maximum predicted heart rate. With normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armaes, MD.